This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. Top stories first. SAARC leaders discuss on forging common strategy for curbing corona infection in the region. SAARC leaders vow to make collective efforts to battle coronavirus. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli informed SAARC leaders about Nepal's measures and preparedness to fight possible coronavirus outbreak. National Assembly unanimously endorses Kathmandu Valley Public Transport Authority Bill. And coronavirus toll jumps in Iran, more countries tighten restrictions. Now the news in detail. The SAARC member states leaders, including the state heads and the head of governments of SAARC member states, have held a video conference to discuss forging collective strategies to combat the looming threat of the coronavirus pandemic. Taking part in the discussion, Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli stressed on formulating common strategy to fight against the coronavirus in the SAARC region. Highlighting the need to forge common strategy, the Prime Minister Oli said,
"Our collective wisdom and efforts will help us devise a sound and robust strategy for the SAARC region as we fight the COVID-19 pandemic. Even though we had detected one suspected imported case, but the COVID-19 test proved negative, yet we are aware of the high risk of possible outbreak at any time."
Meantime, Prime Minister Oli informed about the initiatives and strategies forwarded by the government of Nepal to contain the coronavirus outbreak. Similarly, taking part in the conference, the initiator of the conference and Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi said the SAARC regions have been facing critical problem at the moment and stressed on the need of moving ahead with cooperation and collaboration. Expressing worries about the present crisis and future course of action, Indian Prime Minister Modi also emphasized on tackling the crisis with restraint. Announcing a COVID-19 emergency fund of $10 million from Indian side, Indian PM Modi said,
"I propose we create a COVID-19 emergency fund. This could be based on voluntary contributions from all of us. India can start with an initial offer of $10 million for this fund."
Likewise, Sri Lankan President Gotabaya Rajapaksa pointed out the need of forming a SAARC ministerial-level task force to address the effects of coronavirus on health, education and economy of the region. Similarly, Prime Minister of Bangladesh Sheikh Hasina said it is a prime time that the SAARC leadership poses a common strategy to protect the people of the region from the global pandemic. Meanwhile, President of the Maldives Ibrahim Mohamed Solih expressed stressed on a comprehensive and long-term recovery strategies to mitigate the impact of the COVID-19. Also taking part in the conference, Afghan President Ashraf Ghani said there is a need to adopt high alert at least for 6 months to curb the spread of coronavirus. Coming in the line, Bhutanese Prime Minister Lothar Chuing said it is essential to come together to fight against the pandemic, leaving the differences behind, urging all to share the limited resources. He also stressed on the need of cooperation and collaboration for boosting economy of the region. Moreover, taking part in the conference, Pakistani State Minister for Health Dr. Zafar Mirza stressed on the need of active role of the SAARC Secretariat and prepare for the worst, saying continuous exchange of ideas and cooperation for calm and quick response to the pandemic is necessary. Coronavirus Prevention and Control High Level Committee has discussed with chief ministers and social development ministers from different provinces. The participants in the meeting of the committee held at Singhadabar today said a discussion was held with the leadership of the provinces about their preparedness to fight against coronavirus and the preparations the federal government is leading for the same. After the meeting, talking to media persons, finance and communications and Information Technology Minister Dr. Yuvaraj Khatura said the committee discussed about the preparedness and prevention measures against coronavirus across the country. Minister Dr. Khatura further said else in the procurement process and facilitation from the federal government has been sought from the provinces. Likewise, Chief Minister of the province Wan Sirdhan Rai said there is consensus among all about forging common strategies to fight against COVID-19, and the high-level committee's meeting to be held tomorrow will take necessary decisions. He further said following the committee's decision, all three-level governments will mobilize resources to contain the virus. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli, who had returned home on March 13 following his kidney transplant at the Trivandrum University Teaching Hospital today, visited the hospital for follow-up medical checkup. He returned his residence after the follow-up checkup. The number of people succumbing to the intake of toxic alcohol in Dhanusaya has gone up to 17. The police said they had fallen ill after consuming locally made liquor excessively in course of celebrating the Holi festival on March 10th. The meeting of the National Assembly unanimously endorsed the Kathmandu Valley Public Transport Authority Bill today. Minister for Physical Infrastructure and Transportation Basanta Kumar Nigmayan has presented the bill in the meeting. Similarly, Nepal Civil Aviation Authority Bill 2076 Bikram Samat and Nepal Air Service Authority Bill 2076 Bikram Samvat have been presented in the National Assembly for endorsement. On behalf of Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Minister Yogesh Kumar Bhattwai, Minister for Physical Infrastructure and Transport Basanta Kumar Nigmayan presented the bills. Likewise, on the meeting, Chairman of Legislative Committee Parshuram Meghi Gurung presented the report of Radioactive Bill 2075 Bikram Samvat. Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation Barsaman Poon had said formulating short-term and long-term strategies to solve the problem of inundation, answering the questions raised in the Assembly. Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Minister Yogesh Kumar Bhattwai has said only long-term important projects should be selected for yielding better results. Taking part in a discussion program in Kathmandu today, Minister Bhattwai said the trend of spending budget on a small project without having any significant results should come to an end, promoting significant projects for long-term benefits. He also stressed on the need of cooperation among all the provinces to promote tourism in the country, as the tourism is one of the major tools for prosperity in the country. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now time for short break.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजू
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजू
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईँहरू फ्रेस हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस् हस् भाउजू
ओए वाइफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटिसीको सस्तो डे प्याक छँदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटिसीको डे प्याक लिन *1415# डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
Welcome back to the news. Minister for Physical Infrastructure and Transport Basanta Kumar Nigmayan has said government is committed to fulfill the campaign of Prosperous Nepal and Happy Nepalese. Inaugurating the bridge built over the Dudhore River in Jitpur Simaram submetropolis in Barwa district, Minister Nigmayan claimed to complete the postal highway, which is the backbone of Tarai Madhes, within the stipulated time. Similarly, he added government has accelerated the construction of six-lane Bishunes highway to link Birganj and Patliya and fast-track to link Kathmandu and Nizhgarh. Minister for Industry, Commerce and Supply Likhvaz Bhatta has said those fomenting black marketing taking advantage of the COVID-19 fear will face stringent actions. Addressing a program organized on the occasion of the World Consumers' Rights Day today, Minister Bhatta said even the consumers need to be aware of the situation And there is a need of stopping blame game and initiating to foil the black marketing. Likewise, Ministry Secretary Chandra Kumar Ghimire said the government is committed to curbing price hike and black marketing. On this occasion, the Department of Supplies honored various personalities for their contribution to the consumer's right. The Commission for Investigation and Enforced Disappeared Persons has reached Rolpa to begin an investigation process on the persons disappeared forcibly during the armed conflict. A team, the Commission official, reached Rolpa to study about the people subjected to the enforced disappearance during the emergency and make recommendation for further action. Commission Chair Yuvraj Suvedi said the investigation will go on the basis of received complaints. A total of 132 complaints of human rights violations have been received from Rolpa. One person has been sent to Kathmandu from Japa today for further checkup and confirmation as the person was suspected to have coronavirus infection. Chief District Officer of Japa Udayabad Rana said a man from Bhadrapur visited the Biratnagar West Noble Medical Hospital as he had a fever. As he has been referred to Kathmandu after initial medical checkup suggests that he might have been infected by the COVID-19. As per the hospital's advice, he has been taken to the Grandi International Hospital today. You're listening to 8 PM English News from Radio Nepal. Now some international updates. Death toll reaches 724 in Iran as Kazakhstan, Austria and Philippines resort to draconian measures to fight COVID-19. Spain and France have announced sweeping new restrictions on daily life in a bid to contain the coronavirus outbreak in their countries as the Philippines seals up Manila in the most aggressive response to the pandemic yet seen in Southeast Asia. Australia has also ordered all arrivals from overseas to go into self-quarantine for 14 days. In another development, US President Donald Trump was tested for the virus with the result coming back negative. Meanwhile, Begoña Gómez, the wife of Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez, has been diagnosed with the virus. The worldwide death toll from COVID-19 now exceeds 5,300 people. Now, general weather forecast for the country for tonight. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly cloudy in the hill regions and mainly fair in the rest of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news from Radio Nepal Pudisa. But before we wrap up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. SAARC leaders discuss on forming common strategy for curbing coronavirus infection in the region. SAARC leaders vow to make collective efforts to battle coronavirus. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli informs SAARC leaders about Nepal's measures and preparedness to fight possible coronavirus outbreak. National Assembly unanimously endorses Kathmandu Valley Public Transport Authority Bill. And coronavirus toll jumps in Iran, more countries tighten restrictions. That's the end of the news from Radio Nepal Pudisa. Please also log into our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next English bulletin is at 8 AM tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.
A special weather bulletin for mountaineering expedition teams.
Welcome to this special weather bulletin. General weather, it will be partly cloudy in all three regions of the country. Now, wind direction, wind speed and temperature in the western region at different altitudes. At 3,000 meters, 270 degrees, 20 knots, 6 degrees Celsius. At 5,500 meters, 240 degrees, 30 knots, minus 12 degrees Celsius. At 7,000 meters, 270 degrees, 50 knots, minus 21 degrees Celsius. At 9,000 meters, 270 degrees, 60 knots, minus 37 degrees Celsius. Similarly, wind direction, wind speed and temperature in the central region at different altitudes. At 3,000 meters, 270 degrees, 15 knots, 4 degrees Celsius. At 5,500 meters, 270 degrees, 60 knots, minus 9 degrees Celsius. At 7,000 meters, 270 degrees, 70 knots minus 21 degrees Celsius. At 9,000 meters, 270 degrees, 80 knots minus 38 degrees Celsius. And wind direction, wind speed and temperature in the eastern region at different altitudes. At 3,000 meters, 280 degrees, 20 knots, 3 degrees Celsius. At 5,500 meters, 270 degrees, 60 knots, minus 10 degrees Celsius. At 7,000 meters, 270 degrees, 60 knots, minus 21 degrees Celsius. And at 9,000 meters, 270 degrees, 90 knots, minus 38 degrees Celsius. That's the end of the special weather bulletin from Radio Nepal.